Blog Talk Radio.
All the praise. And yes, my soul, it speaks to please. Yes, my soul seeks to please God. We are excited tonight about having a relationship with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord Almighty, the gracious Lord Jesus. Do your soul seek the peace? Yes. We praise your name, Father. We honor you and we love on you tonight. This is Prophetess Teresa Dock, and once again, I'm excited about being on Blog Talk Radio with Saturday with the Word. Not just a word, but the Word. The Word from on high. We bless you, and we thank you for tuning in. We thank you for loving on God enough to want more and more of Him. And yes, we are excited about the word that God has given me for tonight. We're going to be talking about kingdom authority, the reign, with exousia, the power, exousia, power. The power that worketh within us to get things done, to move to the next dominion, the next dimension, to move out of, and to move into. Yes, we are excited because God is bringing down revelation knowledge to his people. And truly, we are excited about it. Yes, yes, yes. Get your Bibles out. Get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready to go to the next place in God tonight. Let the joy of the Lord continue to be your strength. No matter what you've dealt with in the past, look forward to your future. For there's a future ahead of you. There's steps that have been ordered by God. And it is the will of the Father for you to reign in kingdom authority with exousia, power, exousia, power, dunamis, power. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us another day. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you sent your son, Jesus, to die on the cross. And oh, yes, you sent your son to die for our sins. But, Lord God, he did not stay dead. He rose up for our salvation. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that we can depend on you any time of the day, and you will answer. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to use me tonight for your kingdom, for your glory. Speak out of my mouth, Lord God, to your people. In the name of Jesus, I say amen. Amen and amen. Thank you. We're going to encourage you to get your Bibles out. But as I was thinking, as I walked through this journey toward understanding who God is and his ultimate purpose for my life, I will freely admit that I don't know everything. But it's amazing that after reading familiar scripture over the years, then all of a sudden comes to the revelation knowledge of God's word. That knowledge will pop up in your spirit as you continually read and pray for understanding of his word. This experience happened to me over and over and over again. But about 2 weeks ago, which spanned it to several days, I've been studying on a topic entitled Kingdom Authority to reign with exousia, because I wanted to get a deeper understanding of how to command sickness to leave a body. And I've been saved over 30 years. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. But I heard different things about the kingdom. And there was a song that say, there's money in the kingdom, peace in the kingdom, love in the kingdom, and all these things are good. However, the revelation of what the kingdom really is and how it pertains to me. In applicating or applying divine healing, I wanted it to be in my grasp. I wanted to be able to lay hands on people and they recover. And God dropped in my spirit exousia, power. And I thought, I never heard of that before. And I asked the Lord, is it like dunamis? So the next day, I heard the Lord say, study to show thyself approved. A workman of God need not to be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. So I looked it up, and it's a Greek word, exousia. And I looked up the translation. To my surprise, exousia means authority, jurisdiction, liberty, right, strength, and power. Then I began to look up dunamis. And I looked up that translation. And dunamis means ability, meaning mightily, meaning mighty, miracle, miraculous power, strength, wealth, and power. So I looked up every scripture in the New Testament where these words were used. And the discovery was astonishing to me. So much so that it was such a good thing. I came to this revelation sitting down. Dunamis means power. Power in ability. And that's good, because you know that as a believer, you need to have ability to lay hands on the sick and to see them healed. And you don't need to run from one healing conference. And you don't need to run from one to another, sowing money. You don't have to expect to pay for a healing. Exousia means power of authority, when dunamis means power of ability, power in ability. But exousia, power of authority, over ranks and territories. In the context of exousia was used in reference to angels, demons, and legions of men. But when Jesus communicated with demons, he didn't ask, he commanded a general. A general. He doesn't make small talk with the lower ranks, with the lower rank officers, but he speaks. And his men move over his orders. But Jesus had power over the heavens. Jesus has power over hell. And in the Great Commission, Jesus transformed and transferred authority and power to preach the good news. He healed the sick, and he had rule over demons. As the believers and baptized by the Holy Spirit, we have that same authority and power that Jesus had on earth. Exousia. I want you to get that in your spirit. Exousia, power, was given to every believer. Authority over demons. Authority over addiction. Authority to rule over every situation. And the reason why believers don't walk in kingdom authority, I'll tell you why. It's because we are bound. We're bound by manipulating spirits through poisonous relationships. Manipulation is a form of witchcraft with its source being and coming from Satan. Revelation. We're to ask God. We're to serve man and command demons. Let me say it again. This is Revelation. We are to ask Jesus, and we're to serve humanity, but we are to command demons. And with this revelation knowledge, my life has been transformed. I read my Bible as one who has kingdom authority, and I know what I'm authorized to do, and who I am, and who I can command. I continue to evaluate my relationship, including my family, so I can identify manipulating spirits. Take some time so you can review the difference between dunamis and exousia. I want exousia power. We have power to become the sons of God. John, I want you to turn to it. John 1, and then we're going to turn to verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. The power is called exousia, a power that is supernatural or superhuman. God has given you, and if you are a believer, supernatural influence, supernatural force, supernatural authority, supernatural jurisdiction, supernatural liberty, supernatural right, and supernatural strength. This is called exousia, power embedded in your mind, embedded in your soul, embedded in your spirit. Like the engrafted word, engrafted around every ligament, every tendon of your body, every vein, every valve, engrafted, embracing you. We possess this power. This power to become into being a son of God. Sons of the King. Because, see, there's neither male nor female with spirits. But in the natural, in the flesh, there's male and female. But in the spirit realm, there's neither male nor female, but spirit. Now, right now, you can operate as a son of God. Do you understand the position that you have in Christ Jesus? You win. Now, I'm going to reveal that to you as you continue walk in the things of the kingdom. God wants to set you totally free, to break free from whatever is holding you back. From your greatest potential to succeed in life. Anything that's in your mind, which is equivalent to your soul, anything that's in your spirit, there's no lack in God. The lack is in us. God has given us all we stand in need of. We win. Losing is not an option. And it doesn't matter what it looked like. It doesn't matter what it sound like. But we win in God. And I want to encourage you tonight to understand that you already have kingdom authority. But begin to walk in it. Begin to walk in the kingdom authority that God has given you. We possess this power. And right now, you can operate in it as a son of God. Do you understand the position that you have, the position that we have? God wants us to be set free. He wants us to break free from whatever it is that's holding us back, from the greatest potential to succeed in life. There's no limit. Your success is the result of operating as a son of God. And that will give you the supernatural influence, the supernatural jurisdiction, supernatural right, and supernatural authority to change your situation. Not in your time, but in the Lord's time. We cannot walk in authority as a son of God, operating in the natural. But we have to operate in the supernatural. When you know who you are and who you belong to and your position, you'll be victorious no matter what your situation is. Because those three facts are bigger than your situation. As a son of God, you, yes, you, who do you belong to? Moreover, your position solidifies the fact of the matter. This is your position. Where is God the Father? Who is God the Son? Furthermore, where are you? Where are you? Jesus has been raised and seated on the throne of God at the Father's right hand. And additionally, listen to this, additionally, we have been raised, seated at Christ's right hand. Okay, turn to Ephesians. Turn to Ephesians 2 and 6. Wow. If Jesus is seated on the right hand, and he's seated on the right hand of the Father, and we're seated the right hand of Jesus. And I want you to stay there in your spirit. We're seated in the heavenlies. Nothing in the earth realm. I don't care what happens in the earth realm. But we're seated on the right hand of Jesus. Ephesians 2 and 6. It reads, and has raised us up together and made us, Jesus, made us. Sound like it had to be something that was made to be done. Made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. With spirit, just living in this body. With spirit, living in this body. For the word of God read, what a position to be in. We're sons of God, seated at his right hand. A position of authority, a position of supernatural power, might, strength, influence, rule, rulership, authority. Anything that you attempt to do, if it don't work the first time, don't quit. Dust yourself off. Try it again. Learn to ride a bike. You fall down, but you get back up. And once you learn how to ride that bike, you never forget. Once you learn how to walk in authority, rulership, once you learn how to reign in exousia, power, you'll never forget it. You will never forget it. Supernatural power, supernatural strength, supernatural influence, favor. And God operates, He operated on the earth in the supernatural realm of the power of the Holy Ghost, third person of the Godhead. And that in turn, He gave us the power. He gave you and He gave I, me, the power to operate in and out of the supernatural realm as well. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, world rulers, of this dark world, against spiritual hosts, wickedness in high places, in the heavenlies, territorial demons in places, in the heavenlies." We know there's three heavens. We got to get this thing. Ephesians 1, 20, verse 20, 23 and 20, "which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places." And 22 reads, "far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come." And 22 says, "and has put all things under His feet." Satan know where he's belonging. He know where he belongs. "And gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all." We are the fullness of Him in the natural. We are the fullness of Him in the earth, on the earth, which operating through us. We operate in the supernatural. Sometimes we get stuck and we don't realize that the supernatural that's in us is begging to come out. When you look at your situation and you begin to speak in kingdom authority, because the word of God is the final authority. We're kings. We are royal priesthood, chosen generation. Ephesians 2 and 6, and I read that we are raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So our mind, which is equivalent to our soul, has to be there. Our spirit has to be there to know that Satan is under our feet and we're seated. We're made to be seated together with Christ Jesus. in the heavenly. We win. We don't lose. This is a supernatural position. And guess what? It's a supernatural position of faith. Where's your faith? This supernatural position of faith, so that we operate under a position of faith in the supernatural. Why? This spear is among the heavenly realm, where we battle our enemy of the spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. See, the battle is not with flesh and blood. It's not with people. It's not with our brothers and our sisters. For the Word of God says, He wished that no man would perish. So stop fighting each other. Stop fighting each other. If you dislike something, dislike the spirit that's reigning in that individual. But love the hell out of the person. Because we're seated in the heavenlies. And we can't afford to sweat the small stuff. We're in a spiritual fight in the heavenly realm, where we're battling with our enemy. He wants to take our authority, our spiritual authority, from us. Kingdom authority. Kingdom building is all about showing others that you reign in kingdom authority. It's not flesh and blood. Why? Because the battle is won supernaturally. Not with flesh and blood, but the battle is won supernaturally. And we defeat our enemy, our enemies, in the spirit, with our supernatural influence. We have so much authority, so much supernatural influence to have authority over every demon. And this means we win and they lose. Ephesians chapter 6, take it to heart. Take it to mind. And take it to body and spirit. Under God's anointing and His mighty power working on your behalf, working on my behalf, we should not forget to pray. And when we pray, we should not forget to pray in the Spirit and pray with the Spirit at all times. This is essential. We can't win a battle in the natural, but we're fighting a spiritual fight. And it's essential that we put on the full armor of God. The power of prayer, it activates the supernatural power, the exousia. In order to defeat your enemy, you have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, putting on the whole armor so that we'll be able to stand the wiles of the devil. And this armor is supernaturally worn. You don't have to talk about it. Just be about it. Wear the armor. Remember, Jesus gave us the right. He gave us that power to become sons of God. Exousia, power. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed to prosper. We can't be offended easily, because offense will cause you not to press in. Offense will cause you to quit. So we can't be offended easily, because the battle is not ours. It's not about us. We're born to win. We're not born to lose. This could be life-changing, liberating truth. So why don't we experience victory all the time? Circumstances arise that discourage us. People say things that cause us to feel defeated, and we find ourselves fighting a losing battle against unholy desires. But why are we fighting a battle that's already lost when we could enjoy a victory that's already won? And I want you to consider a few things. Satan, underworld. You know, there is a ruthless, cruel underworld, a underworld system that wars against our welfare, that wars against our finance, that wars against our joy, our happiness. And the mafia, the crime world, the bosses of this world, they're amateurs compared to this syndicate. The ruler of darkness, the prince of darkness, and the master of deception, who wear many disguises, and he have many allies, and no prevail, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. If you read 2 Corinthians 11 and 14, he's so deceitful that he can transform himself to appear to be an angel of light. But the Word of God says he will be able to deceive the very elect. He would be, but he can't. Don't be deceived. No matter what face he wear. But Satan has put one over our ambition. He tried to take our ambition away from us. He tried to take our burning desires, the things that he takes from us, and we don't realize that it's stolen. He tried to make us lethargic. He tried to make us where we're not focused on finishing. He tried to make us quit our assignments. The things that we don't see. And he'll work through our loved ones. Don't let him fool you. Satan is the master deceiver. And like I said, he wore all kind of faces. All kind of faces. You see, at one time, Satan served in heaven as a mighty angel. But he rebelled against God. Isaiah 14, read about it. And when he fell, a third of the angels fell with him. and they became disembodied spirits. And we call them demons today. But disembodied spirits don't have a body to live in. So they roam, and they're looking for a body. And the devil is now the lord of these fallen angels. And together, they form a demonized organization. And they mobilize power of satanic wickedness. And you know, I thought about what Paul said. Paul reminded us how we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of this darkness of this world, spiritual wicked in high places. Be aware, because Satan's viewpoints, he view you as a pawn in his game, his cosmetic chess game. And his plans have already been made to sabotage you, to sabotage me, to tear down your influence with other people. To sabotage you with your loved ones, to sabotage you with your family. And how does he plan to gain the upper hand over us? He used two chief weapons. And I came to understand what these weapons are. One weapon is the world, and the other weapon is the flesh. And the devil. And they interactive. They're interactive. They become a force. Like a three-pronged attack. The world, the flesh, and the devil. And it's time for us to walk in kingdom authority. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 through 10, promises that God will make us strong, firm, steadfast against the ploy of Satan. What does he say? He say, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking about who he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, oh Shandorobo Sate Koshe, the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. And after we have suffered a while, make us perfect, stabilize us, establish us, strengthen us, and will settle us. We can defeat Satan's team. And we can overcome his world system. And we can live with victory over the desires of the flesh. I'm talking about habits. I'm talking about attitude. I'm talking about uncleanness, unclean desire, worry. We can't yield. But what we should do is exercise our authority, authority over our mind, over our emotion, over our will. It's time out from going back and forth like you're in a rocking chair. You can actually put Satan and his angels to flight. And you don't have to be afraid of him. Because guess what? He's afraid of you. And sometimes you might hear people boast and say, I'm not afraid of the devil. Well, that's all good and that's all fine. But Jesus taught us that we're not to be terrified of the adversary. But the truth of the matter is that he understands the kingdom authority. And that he's afraid of you. Again, we don't have to talk about it, be about it. Walk in kingdom authority. Reign in exousia, power. And I talked about dunamis power. And I talked about the difference between exousia and dunamis. But I want you to be encouraged to know that you're in a war. But it's a fixed fight. That is already finished. That we are triumph. And through the conquest of Calvary, we're already in a place of victory. But thanks be to God, which give us victory over Satan through our Lord Jesus. Satan is defeated. Satan is defeated. He's a bluff, and we don't need to be afraid. We need to keep our eyes focused on finishing, focused on appropriating that which is already ours in Jesus. By reigning in kingdom authority. Everything, do it as though it's unto the Lord. Do it with joy. Even when you are in a disagreement, do it with joy. Because when you've got the word of God in you, it will come out of you, even in the most trying time. Connect yourself with people that are movers and shakers. Connect yourself with faith fighters that will get in the faith fight with you, that will believe God for you. Connect yourself with people that walk in exousia, power. Power of choice. Liberty of doing as one pleases. According to the word of God. The power of jurisdiction. The authority to manage domestic affairs. Things are subject to your rulership. A sign of a husband's authority over his wife is exousia. The husband has authority over the wife as Christ has authority over his church. The word of God says, submit ye one to another. But the husband has authority over you. If you're a wife. And we pray that you're not equally yoked with an unbeliever. Because you possess authority, kingdom authority. a sign to reign. And I have so many scriptures that substantiate that power, that exousia, supernatural power. Supernatural power. Embrace it tonight. Embrace it tonight. Take losing out. Take failure out. And put winning in. You can have what you say. You can decree a thing, and it shall be established. Walk in that authority. So it is said, so it is written. Whatever you put your mind to do, whatever assignment that God give you, he give you authority for the assignment. And he would also release the mantle of God for you to finish supernaturally. We win. We should be full of joy. We should be full of laughter. Even when we're going through, I'm telling you, there's no situation. Nothing, not one, that should take you out of your kingdom authority. Because all things work together. Not some things, but all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and the called according to God's purpose. It will work together. You think you lost that relationship. You think you lost that house. You think you lost that bank account. You think you lost your son. You think you lost your daughter. You think you lost that friendship. There's nothing lost or stolen in the kingdom. It's all working together for the good. Because our Father knows the future. Sometimes he'll move things out of your way. He'll even move you out of a house to give you something better. He'll even allow the car to be repossessed or stolen to allow you to watch him work. You might have got the house in your ability. You might got the car in your ability. But God wants you to get it in supernatural ability, kingdom authority, in faith. Ooh, faith is a powerful substance. Faith in the natural. I want you to get that. You got your finance that can almost get you anything. But you put that faith together. It's equivalent. It's a supernatural thing, but you birth it to the natural. It's equivalent to your finance. You got power. You have authority. You have authority. 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 Kingdom authority. So tonight, I want you to write down the vision. And I want you to make it plain. Because the word of God says it in Habakkuk. Write it down. And make it plain. So that those that read it may run with it. It needs to come up and out of you. That ministry, that vision, that purpose, that gift needs to be unwrapped. So when you transition from this life to glory, what book will you leave to be read? What would they say about you? It's not how you start off, but it's how you finish. So I encourage you tonight, from this day forward, walk in kingdom authority. Reign in exousia power. Reign. And I'm just going to say this one more time before closing. Know the difference between dunamis and exousia. Exousia is the authority, the power to give you authority, the power to give you jurisdiction, the power to liberate you, the power to give you rights, the power to give you strength and power. And dunamis, it gives you ability. It gives you might, wealth, and strength. But we're talking about exousia tonight, so that you can reign in your kingdom authority. I pray that you were blessed tonight. I pray that you got revelation. And remember, we are to ask Jesus for what we want. And we are to serve humanity. But we are to command demons. Walk in your kingdom authority tonight. Don't let one day be a day that you feel down. Because every day is a day that the Lord has given. Rejoice and be glad in it. Because one day, night will come. But every day that you have life, it's a day to rejoice. As my deceased brother said before he passed, every day above ground is an earthly blessing so that you can serve humanity in your kingdom authority. Well, we thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of Saturday with the Word. Don't forget to reign in your kingdom authority. And if you don't know God, if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, if you don't know how to walk in your kingdom authority, if you don't know how to reign with exousia power, and you want to know Jesus, it's not hard. Repent. Confess that you've sinned. Believe. If God raised Jesus from the dead, that he died for our sins, and he rose for our salvation. And confess these words with me. I've sinned, and I want to be part of your kingdom. Forgive me, Lord. But I believe that Jesus died for my sins, the sins of the whole world. And I want to know you. I want to be seated in the heavenlies on the right hand of Jesus. I want to be part of your kingdom. If you said those words, our loving God has accepted you into the kingdom. You turn from sin and you don't go back. There's a woe when you go back that the Lord will put upon you. So I encourage you, to go to our website, www.kingdombuilderplaza.com. It's our new website that's being posted. We'll be happy to send you a Bible if you don't have one. And if you prefer an MP3 audio Bible, we can do that too. But we want you to know more about the Master. And we want you to get into a Bible-based, believing, fire, Holy Ghost fire church. So you can learn about the Word. You can learn about Jesus. You can call us, and we'll be more than happy to pour into you. We encourage you, email us. You can go to kingdombuilders@yahoo.com. You can contact us there. But we encourage you to get connected with the saints. Forsake not to assemble yourself together with the saints of God. And we are thankful. We're rejoicing. The angels are rejoicing. And our spirit is leaping right now if you accepted Christ into your heart. That's what these programs are all about. But I encourage all the other listeners, walk in your kingdom authority. Take that mandate and wear it. Don't let nothing steal your joy. And be used by God like never before. And I speak right now in the name of Jesus that visions shall come to pass. Dreams shall come to pass over those that's on the line, those that's on the internet, even those that's on the chat, and even those that's on Skype right now. You shall begin to see exosphere power in your life. So you can raise your hand right now and receive it in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree that it's already done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And we say amen, amen. Well, we thank you once again for tuning in to another broadcast. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. Get into your prayer closet and talk to the Father every morning to get direction for your day so that that exousia of power can reign supernaturally through you for the kingdom as you become a kingdom builder. Well, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And in closing, Kingdom Builders International is designed to build men and women of the gospel, providing wisdom and instruction, equipping God's people for a ministry of excellence, building a foundation on the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ. I am a visionary of God, Prophetess Teresa Philip Dox. As iron sharpens iron, you be blessed. In the name of Jesus, God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and good night.